pay the rent for people who can't pay the rent, migrants, or to let landlords not evict them if they can't pay the rent. That is not even available to nationals of Trinidad and Tobago from my office. But I'm being required to do that for migrants. And we have done the extension, and we will do it again. Those who are here and they have an extension which ends in January, what the government, what I'll take to the cabinet, is that they be allowed to remain for another 6 months. During that six-month period, there would be changes in the legislation, but it might not be what others are asking for, which is to have an open-door policy on refugees, for economic migrants to come to us in large numbers. The most you can see in that change is new and firmer laws for persons who encourage the illegal trade and stiffer penalties for human trafficking. Because you see, this is not something, as I said earlier on, only known to us. And people don't move because there's a place to go. There are normally push factors and pull factors. The push factor in Venezuela are the conditions in Venezuela. Whoever's fault is my fault, your fault, his fault. Conditions in Venezuela cause people to be pushed. They want to go somewhere else. But one gentleman said last week that something he knew about one of the migrants, and I hope it's not one who had perished, that his wife was working in a bakery. He's here as a registered migrant. His wife is working in a bakery over there, and she lost her job. So he was trying to get her to come here. Well, losing your job in a bakery does not warrant you having asylum. That is an economic migrant who is looking for a better life through economic improvement or change. And I dare say, if you are going to apply for asylum in Trinidad and Tobago or anywhere in the world, you have to prove that you are personally in danger and personally under attack for race, for religion, for politics, or whatever, but because of the interaction between you and the powers that be, whoever they are, that you are personally in danger. Your ambition for a better life through economic change is not grounds for asylum anywhere in the world. And we will have to be crazy to legislate a position giving rights to people that our citizens don't have, and giving rights to people for any number of them to come into our country, because no country can do that or ever does that. So I want to say to you, this has to be a national position. I speak to you as the Prime Minister of the country, and I really would expect that this politics of this for Trinidad and Tobago will stop at the border. But unfortunately, we have an opposition that uses the imprimatur of their office to make statements in Trinidad and Tobago, not realizing that they think they're attacking me personally, or my government, or my party. But what it is doing by making those kinds of statements and taking those kinds of positions, including supporting President Guaido, is to give basis and strength and succor to a narrative in Venezuela about Trinidad and Tobago and its government. This lady and her friends, these are Venezuelan politicians in Venezuela. They had an election the last week or whenever, where who chose to take part in, didn't take part in, and whatnot. But as we said in the beginning, we don't take part, get involved in other people's business. But if you read this line,